Yamadagay, Gimbe, Bidipi, Barre. That means welcome friends to Biripi Country, and it is on behalf of the Biripi people who stayed into this land. I would like to pay respect to the elders both past and present, and extend that respect to all listeners of King's Kids.
Hello, I'm Heidi, and welcome to King's Kids. Today, Tony Denison reminds us how easy it is to miss God's blessing by caring more about ourselves than others.
Sometimes as Christians, we get too busy for God. We get too busy, we miss the opportunity to share what God wants us to share with other people. But sometimes we also think about me. It's always about me sometimes. We think, well, I'd like to hear God's voice more often, but I'm afraid if God tells me to do something, I don't think I'd be able to do it. Or, you know, what if God asked me to do something I don't want to do? A lot of people get caught up in the fact that they want to hear from God, and they get excited for a while when they do hear from God, but then they don't want to do what God tells them. And that can be a problem in your life, because two things happen. When you hear from God, we should get excited that God has taken the time out of His schedule to talk to us. And God loves each and every one of us, and He does love to talk to us. He loves to care for us. He loves to look out for us. But you know what? We've also got to take the time to listen. And the other day, I had to be somewhere, and I was looking at the time, and I was trying to have a little me time, because I don't get a lot of me time. I'm either praying for somebody else, ministering to different families, on the phone, talking to people, and, you know, sharing God's love all the time. And I thought, I've got 10 minutes. I want to have a little me time. And then a friend of mine rang me up and said, look, you're going to be home in 10 minutes. And I said, yeah, but I do got to go out. Anyway, they never turned up in 10 minutes. And I was waiting and I was getting anxious, looking at the clock, thinking, should I just ring them back and say, look, I'm sorry, I've got to go out. But you see, I always tell people, never tell people that you're going to do something if you're not prepared to do it. And I said I'd be home, so, you know, I'm watching the clock. Not like sometimes on Sunday mornings, you know, the preacher's preaching and, you know, he's missing the point and, you know, you're watching the clock because, you know, your football team's going to be playing in a half an hour and you want to get out of there, so you watch the clock. And I'm watching the clock and I'm thinking, I wish they'd come soon. Anyway, I thought, well, I'll get everything I need to take with me and I'll get ready to go out. Then I saw the car pull up in the car park. So I got up, pulled the curtain, opened the door and welcomed them. And I got them a refreshing drink. And I thought, well, let's see what God wants me to do with these people. They didn't have any money. They didn't have any food at home to go home to eat. And I find it very hypocritical if you say to someone, God bless you, and you don't do anything, especially if God gives you notice that they need something. Anyway, I'm sitting there and I'm thinking about what I'm going to have for tea. I had a pizza in the freezer and I thought I'll have that and I'll have something else. And the Lord said to me, you need to give that pizza to these people to take home for their tea and some other stuff in your freezer. I've been doing this for 30 years. I know what God wants me to do, and it's always to honour Him. And so I jumped up, I got some stuff out of the freezer the Lord told me to give them. Then I found a few other things that I thought, well, they can have that as well. Go the extra mile. So I gave them some extra stuff out of the freezer. We're sitting on the land, and I asked, could I pray for them? And the Lord said to me, Tony, open your wallet up. He said, give them $40. And I looked in my wallet and I had $40. And I said, okay. I thought, well, Lord, maybe they only want 20. So I pulled out the $20 and the Lord said, black fella, cough it up. I told you to give them 40. Anyway, so I did. I put my hand in my wallet and I gave them the money and they protested and said, look, we can't take your money. You know, you need it. And I said, look, the $40 ain't going to pay the bills I need to pay. God told me to give it, I'll give it to you. And I'll give it with a willing heart, and I was happy to do it. And then when I gave them the food, I said to them, if you don't take this, I said, you're going to rob me of the blessings God's going to give me. And you say to yourself, oh yeah, Tony, you know, I give all the time and I don't see God's blessings. But sometimes God is so good, he'll bless you straight away. And sometimes he blesses us in ways that we don't even realise we're being blessed. Anyway, I'm sitting there thinking about the pizza that I let go out the door that was going to be my dinner. And I said, well, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. And as soon as they got in the car and drove off, the phone rang. Somebody had my number, somebody rang me, and I said, Pastor Tony, I said, yes, we've just ordered Chinese at the Chinese restaurant and we've ordered enough for you. Would you like to come and join us for dinner? Mate, that was better than pizza out of the freezer, I can tell you. You see, God was so good and I was so excited that I rang these people on their mobile on their way home and I said to them, I said, guess what? God's already blessed me because I've given you the food, I've given you the money, God's blessed me, I'm going to have Chinese for dinner. And that was fantastic. But see, God's not like Demtel. You go and buy the non-stick fry pan and you get the steak knives. Then if you buy now on your credit card, you'll get this, this and that. God is so good. He knows your needs. And I know how God works. And I know how God works with finances. I knew if I hung onto the $40, I would have missed the blessing. If I'd have hung onto the frozen pizza, I would have missed the blessing. But you don't get this fat because you miss blessings. I always get the blessings and I never go without because I trust God. It comes down to trusting God. See, if I would have went out and didn't wait for those people to turn up, I wouldn't have been able to bless them. And that's what God wanted me to do. Sometimes the things that we think are important is not important to God. What's important is to bless the people or to minister to the people that God puts in front of you in the there and now, not in a half an hour's time. We can't be worried about what we're going to be doing for somebody else in an hour's time when God brings somebody to your door to deal with now. And that's where Christians have got to wake up, start listening to God, and start being an example. We're living in a time where families are falling apart because there's no good example set by the parents.
Grandma, she don't really get around good anymore. In fact, to get her out the house is really quite a chore. Every day somebody seems to find the time to stop to see if Grandma needs something from where they go to shop. 'Cause you see, love helps those who cannot help themselves. It cares about those hearts that have been put up on the shelf. It'll introduce a lonely soul to a lonely someone. Mr. Johnson has a small farm down in southern Tennessee. But one year he took ill before the time to plant the seed. And no one knows which neighbor planted or they just won't tell. But he had his best crop ever by the time that he got well. See, love helps those who cannot help themselves. It cares about those hearts that's been put up on the shelf. It'll introduce a lonely soul to a lonely someone else. Love helps those who cannot help themselves. Little helpless baby child was born into this world. She didn't have a daddy and her mother was just a girl. But there came a young man willing to give both of them a home. The girl he married, the child he cherished as though she was his own. 'Cause you see, love helps those who cannot help themselves. cannot help themselves.
I've always said this, that we're always one generation away from losing our love for God. Because the moment we don't pass it on to our kids, and they don't pass it on to their kids, we can lose that. And you see, that's why I keep saying, we got to be a good advertisement for God. When people see me walk down the street, or anybody else going down the street, if they know your heart, and they know that, they know we're not perfect, but that they know that we're doing what God wants us to do, we are a good advertisement for God. And that's important. Because you see, there's more to this, like I said, I started to talk about Demtel. You see, there was more to the blessings than the steak knife with the frying pan that you bought it from Demtel. There was more to that because when I gave the money away, I had bills I had to pay the next day. And I counted up those bills and they was about $450. And I said, Lord, well, I've given away $40, so I'm going to have to rely on you for the lot. And you know what? The very next day, somebody gave me $500. You see, had I not been obedient to God and was there in the right place to minister to the people that was right there and then, I would have missed blessing them. But I would have also then missed getting the blessing myself. And then the people that I blessed the other day, I went and had a coffee with them today. The guy said to me, he said, Tony, he said, I listened to your program. And I understand what you're talking about. I can get it in my heart, but I can't get it around my head that you live by faith. You give money away, you give food away, you give clothes away, you give whatever God tells you to give away. And yet, you don't have to wait 12 months to get it back. God supplies your needs all the time. And then I said to the guy today, I said, look, I know I blessed you with $40 the other day, but I said, God told me to give you another 40. And he said, you're kidding. I said, no. He said, no, I know. I took the money the other day, but I can't take this lot. And I said, mate, let me explain something to you. I'll be really ticked if you don't take it because you're robbing me of the blessings that God's got in store for me. And then when I explained to him about the Chinese, and I had Subway yesterday for lunch as well. Mate, I put on about 2 kilos, I reckon. But, you know, God just blessed me so much. And I explained to him, I gave you the food, I gave you the money, I got Chinese, I got Subway, and then I couldn't pay me bills. And yet yesterday, I was able to pay all my bills and still have some carrying around money in my pocket. And I took people to church on Sunday on a wing and a prayer to Taree, and I didn't have the fuel. You know what? They filled my car up. I didn't have to ask them. I filled it up and I went to pay for it and it was already paid for. You see, that's how good God is. God cares about you. God wants to meet your needs. But if you're stubborn, I tell you what, you will miss the blessings. Another friend of mine said they heard from God. And we've been praying for something for 3 months. And this person said to me, you know, I heard from God. I need to do this. I need to do that. Then I said, okay, well, let's do it. This person needed to sell a house and went through all the trouble, fixing it up, putting it through the real estate. I said to her the other day, because we've been praying for 3 months and I know God doesn't take forever to answer prayer, but God won't go against your will either. God is so perfect. He lets us make mistakes. He lets us fall flat on our face. And my nose is flat because I keep walking in the doors that God doesn't open. I keep tripping over my feet and falling on my face. And I'm blacker than I should be because I keep getting burnt because I go where angels fear to tread. But having said all that, God won't go against your will. And I said to this person the day, I said, you know what? I don't understand why God hasn't sold your house. We've been praying for 3 months. And this person said to me, you know what, Tony, she said, I took the sign that the real estate put up and I put it in the shed. And I said, you're really looking for a miracle, aren't you? Nobody's going to see the sign, so how are you going to sell the place? And then she said, well, 30 years ago, God spoke to me in a certain way. And she said, when God speaks to me, I'll know it. Then I will let God's will be done. And then we got into an argument that she said, well, I didn't hear from God. I'm sure I didn't hear from God. I said, well, you told me you prayed with your pastor, your senior pastor in Sydney. And your senior pastor said to sell. She said, yes, he did. But his wife rang up and she said not to sell. Now we're getting into a biblical argument. I said to her, who is head of the house? The senior pastor or his wife? She said, but his wife does all the praying. I said, I don't care. She can pray till she's black in the face like me, but it ain't going to change nothing. If God spoke to the husband, who's the senior pastor, and said, sell, then God's not going to speak to the wife and tell her not to sell, because God isn't a God of confusion. So we debated this, and we didn't. Well, I can be loud. Not yelling, screaming loud, but everybody hears me. And we was in a little cafe, and everybody heard me saying that when God speaks to you, you know it's God. Because God says in his word that when the sheep hear the shepherd speak, they recognize his voice. And I said, you told me that God spoke to you. Yeah, but he spoke to me 30 years ago and he did it this way. And I said, you're waiting for God to come down from heaven, to stand there, look you in the eye, slap you around the head a little bit and tell you it's okay, you got to sell it. You know, it's not going to happen. I said, God has given you confirmation 3 or 4 times. He's paved the way. He's done everything that you need to make your life comfortable for the rest of your life, because you're an elderly person. But you know what? We can be stubborn as human beings. My dear old mum, she went kicking and screaming to a nursing home. And sometimes it really scares me that when people hear from God and they disobey God, sometimes circumstances happen where they're forced to go and do what God wants them to do. And I say this, I'm talking about my own mum now. Mum wouldn't leave the house. She said, no, I'll die in this house. But God wanted her to, she was getting dementia. She wasn't capable of looking after herself anymore. We had a family meeting after family meeting, decide what we was going to do with mum. And she fought us tooth and nail. Then she had a stroke. Then she had to swallow her pride and let people help her in the home to stay in the home. And then when God wanted to put her in the nursing home, she kicked and screamed again. Then she fell over and broke her hip, being stubborn. She just didn't fall over and break her hip. She went out into floodwaters, in 3 foot of floodwater, to get 3 towels off the line when she's got 50,000 towels in the closet. And in the rain of all places. Anyway, she fell over in the floodwaters, laid there for 6 hours. But you know what? Even though she was disobedient to God and she fell over in the floodwater, God didn't abandon her. At her age, in her 80s, laying in floodwater for 6 hours, she should have died. But that wasn't what God wanted. God kept her alive. She got her hip fixed. I prayed for her. I actually prayed for her when they was going to operate on her. And they'd only just x-rayed to confirm the break. And I prayed for her. On the way from the bed to the operating theatre, God healed her. They opened her up. There was no break. And then she fell over again. I prayed for her again and God healed her a second time. And because mum's got dementia, I was able to tell her for the 50,000th time, stop doing this, mum. I'm using up all my favours with God. I can't keep using up my miracles and keeping you okay. Mum finally gave in because God's plan A didn't work, plan B didn't work, plan C didn't work, plan D finally worked. She's in a nursing home. But you know, wild horses couldn't drag her out of the nursing home now, even for a weekend. She'll go out for a couple of hours, but that's her home now. And that's where she wants to be, to wait for the Lord to come back. She goes to church there. She's got friends there. When you think about it, all of the people she grew up with are all in the same nursing home, just that they can't remember each other. You know, Alzheimer's got caught up with them and they just don't remember each other. I remember when they first built that place. A bloke called Harry Logan built it, put a lot of money into it. He was the local undertaker. And I always said that the word was that Harry Logan used to call that the long yard. He'd build that place and put them all in one place so they wouldn't have far to go and get them. And old Larry was right. It is like the long yard, like the old Baldy Bay, the old Slim Dusty song. Put them out in the long yard. But see, even when we're in our 80s, God doesn't abandon us. God doesn't want us to miss out on the blessings. You see, if we put ourselves first and not God, we miss the blessings. And I don't want to miss any blessings because God is so good. I just want you to know today that, are you too busy for God? Are you too busy to take notice of what's going on around you? Are you sure that when God speaks to you, to open that wallet up and give some money to somebody? Don't think about how much you're giving away. Think about how much God is going to bless you when he returns it. And I tell you what, my early testimony is I gave $90 away in one day. And I got 9,500 back in 24 hours. That's a miracle from God. How much does he love this old black fella? And he loves me heaps. And I love you, God loves you, the Holy Spirit loves you. And the whole of King's Kids, we all love you.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son and make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulder. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished.
Beautiful song to close our program today. If you need to talk to Tony about things he shared, you can call him on 0427 839 474. That's 0427 839 474. To hear this message again, go to kingskidsministries.org and click the listen button at the top of the page. I'm Heidi, and on behalf of Tony and the King's Kids team, thanks for listening, and bye until next week. King's Kids is produced in the studios of Rema FM, Port Macquarie.